Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
What does it mean to be meek, to have meekness? Meek, 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 meek. What a funny word. But we're going to talk about that virtue today. Meekness overcomes the sin of anger. We heard Jesus say, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Or maybe some of you remember it this way. And the meek shall inherit the earth. Boom, boom, ba-dum, boom, boom, ba-dum, boom, boom, ba-dum. Okay, sorry. That would be for all the Rush fans out there. The other people are like, what is she doing? And please don't sing anymore. Okay, meekness. I mean, if we really don't know what it is, and yet it inherits the earth, we ought to get on top of this, right? Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm trying to find the actual definition. I've got a couple of windows open here. I wanted to read some things. Okay, meekness is the virtue that controls resentment at others and cultivates patience. I mean, think about a person who has just those angry outbursts. And I know people like this. I'm sure you do too. At the smallest little things. That's not someone who's developing a characteristic or the virtue of meekness. And I'm telling you, I've said this before, said this yesterday when we talked about patience, the day before when we talked about humility, is God will send people and events into your life so you can acquire these gifts and virtues. So meekness, we ought to pray to get it, honestly, because anger right now is driving so many people and families apart, and it's totally useless in the end. Okay, let's think. What would Jesus do? We always think about that. If you remember, when he was confronted with the angry mob who tortured him, eventually killed him, he didn't open his mouth, but he prayed for them instead. Now, that doesn't mean that you just shut your mouth. There is justified anger, right? Just anger, like when Jesus cleared the temple. But all too often, that is not the anger that we experience today. It's not even close to justified anger. It's maybe right fighting. So save your anger for real injustices, everyone. Okay, let me just kind of go. I thought this was really cool. Excuse me. And then James says, in this quiet confidence, we are slow to speak and quick to listen. James 1:19. We become reasonable and open to correction. James 3:17. James calls this the meekness of wisdom. James 3:13. In this quiet confidence, we are slow to speak and quick to listen. This is biblical, James 1:19. We become reasonable and open to correction, James 3:17. James calls this the meekness of wisdom, James 3:13. Okay, so meekness also is humble and loves to learn. And it even takes those blows from friends and relationships that we have, and it turns it into precious moments. Proverbs 27:6. And when a person who has been given the beautiful grace and gift of meekness has to talk to someone and say a critical word or correct someone in some sin or an error, you're gonna have a deep conviction, but you're also going to be vulnerable to our own fallibility, right? So let me just explain it in a way that I think is the most simplest term. So when I am in my coaching engagements and we're talking about sin, for example, and someone's sharing something with me and they're, you know, embarrassed to talk about it or what's going on, excuse me, I share my sinful past because I want them to know exactly the fact that I've been there, done that for many years, decades, in most cases. And it was only because of God and His grace that helped me in certain areas, and in certain other areas, I'm still struggling. Everybody's struggling with sin. But when I share my learning and my walk and my surrender and humility and crying out to God for His will to be done and not mine, the constant walk with Him, I know that sin is wrong. And I am constantly, what's the word? It's reinforced. The more I walk with God, the more I know that certain things are right, certain things are wrong. And we'll talk about kind of those virtues a little bit down the line. We're just going to focus on meekness today. I'm kind of getting off into something else. Sorry. So let's think about it practically. What do you mean, Kendra? What do you want me to do today? Okay, here's what I want you to do. Pray for meekness. Have you ever prayed for meekness? Probably not. Maybe. Of course, it's not you, it's that other person. So pray for meekness and then exercise it. It's the opposite of anger. It's the virtue that we must practice in order to battle anger. So instead of flying off the handle at someone, bite your tongue. Give it to God. And remember, as you give it to God and you're offering up the suffering because you so want to say something, you know, you are so right. But this is why you need to slow down and pay attention and listen to the Spirit within you. Because if you're feeling like, well, if you're doing it out of anger, if you're feeling your blood pressure get high and you're body's getting all jacked up and you're, you know, You're ready to go. You've got the line, you've got the words, you're ready to spew it out. That's exactly when you don't, right? You bite that tongue. The tongue is the worst. You stop, you turn, you go to God and you say, Lord, I give this horrific statement and thought to you, this angry thought, angry words, angry emotions. In the name of Jesus, you could deliver them too. Boom. In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce the spirit of anger. And then, Lord, please fill me with your spirit, your love, your joy, your peace, your meekness. Give me the meekness of wisdom, the meekness of wisdom. Those four words are amazing. The meekness of wisdom. That means we're reasonable. We have a quiet confidence to ourselves. We're slow to speak. We're quick to listen. And we become reasonable and open to correction. We're not the right ones all the time. We're just sharing and open to learn. And I'm telling you, when you approach relationships like that, you're not going to have these angry fights. Nobody wants to kind of have a conversation that's going to get a little ugly, probably, with someone who yells and screams and gets angry and throws insults. So let's know that as we are meek, it's also helpful to be a little vulnerable with people, have some openness. But everything in the meekness category requires supernatural help. So Lord, please give us the meekness of wisdom so that we know when to say something, when not to say something, and when we know not to say something and we want to so badly, we offer it up to you as a suffering, align it to you on the cross. And then for all of those people out there in the world who are so angry, who don't have the peace that surpasses all understanding that comes from God, who have no idea what a loving relationship with God can do in their lives, how much freedom there is in letting go and letting God come into your heart and help you live your life. For the reparation of sinners, for the love of you, God, and for all of those people who are indifferent to the Blessed Mother. I mean, these are things you can do all day, every day. But specifically today, let's pray for the meekness of wisdom. Ask the Lord to change our hearts and cast away those spirits of anger, because those are not God's thoughts. Stop the minute you start getting all ticked off. Whoa, put on the brakes. Nothing good is going to come from that. Guaranteed. You can give yourself a minute to calm down. You can still make your point, but not in the heated moment of anger. Meekness, let's go for it. It's not weakness at all. It is really, honestly, I think it's just making us more approachable, but yet at the same time, we're just as committed to our beliefs. But because we communicate in a calm manner with love and emotions, with peace, right? If we're communicating with someone like that, and then asking them questions and listening, you know, don't fake listen. They're going to know. Hello, you're not listening to me. Listen, because it's really important. You might be able to find specific things that they say that you could point to God's word that is contrary to that belief, or just having that person share with you without getting in a knockdown, drag out fight. And it's tough sometimes. You may go in nice and peaceful and the other person may not. They may come out guns a-blazing. And so it's best just to shut that down and say, you know what, this is really not going anywhere good. So let's just stop the madness and move on. Alrighty, everyone. I love you all. Find something more in God. Have a blessed and inspired day.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni, or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.